How to handle I'm not interested objection. If you've been in sales any length of time, you are familiar with objections. They stand in the way of your goal, closing a sale. The path to success lies in how to handle objections effectively. Being able to turn a negative viewpoint into a positive profit is a transaction salespeople and consumers will mutually benefit from. The techniques outlined today in this tip can help you identify, address, and nullify objections that keep you from making sales. Task 1. Mental preparation and personal perception matter, so make them a priority. If you have a negative view of consumer sales resistance, it will affect the sale of your product. Your audience can hear, see, and feel your attitude toward them and the pitch you are making. If you give them the impression they are being sold, everyone is likely to leave the appointment empty-handed. Instead, keep your body language positive and your approach friendly. If you come across an objection you haven't heard before, don't beat yourself up. Embrace the opportunity to learn. Your response may be rough at first. Practice it, and you'll do better the next time around. Task 2. Learn the difference between an excuse and an objection. Addressing all negative responses as objections is a common mistake when learning how to handle objections. How do you know the difference? Ask, listen, and respond. If your client says, "I'm not interested," start by asking qualifying questions. A response like that is a generalization used to shut down the conversation. Instead of walking away, offer an affirmative alternative, like, "I understand how you feel. I talked to many people who felt the same way, but after a short meeting with them, I heard comments like, I had no idea you could do that. Let's meet and talk about this in more detail." After all, it never hurts to take a second look. After satisfying the objections, if their response is still negative, it is an excuse, not an objection. In other words, it's a sale that won't close. Politely end the appointment and move on. Task 3. Learn to stop objections before they start. As you become more comfortable in sales, you will recognize objection patterns that consumers use. Integrate the objections and answers into your pitch. If disinterest is a common issue, make the second look rebuttal part of your presentation. You will close more sales if you address and reduce purchase barriers right away.